Normandy was it was a tremendous operation when you think of what it involved and the mistakes of Dieppe and Dunkirk. From that, they learned a lot, which made the success.
Mm-hmm.
It was out laid out pretty good. The only thing is, in our end, it was an advantage or a disadvantage. It's very hard historically to look back and see if it was an advantage or disadvantage. The fact that it was so screwed up that first day, you know, where people landed, the units landed way out of their jurisdiction, and they were mixed in. There was no coordinated command until a day or two later. It was actually 3-4 days later before Lindquist got his whole unit coordinated.
Uh-huh.
3 days, it was a disaster. Units were running around killing, you know, Germans and getting killed, and nobody knew what they were accomplishing. Cutting wires, destroying communication lines and stuff, you know. But there were other units like ours on Hill 30, which was the key was to hold those positions, hold that those causeways and those bridges.
Uh-huh.
Because without those, they reached us 4 days later. They may have been bogged down, and it would have been another Dieppe, another Dunkirk.
Uh-huh.
See, the German too was, I still say there must have been a lot of sabotage among the Germans. I think they themselves sabotaged their own plans. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They wanted to bring an end to the war, some of the German command. Because I can't see a blunder like that, where you know damn well that once they got the beachhead, it was finished. And they could have destroyed us right there and there if they had the armor displaced in the right positions.
Mm-hmm.
And called a full-scale attack. In other words, do or die, this is it. You get them on the beach, we're eventually gone. We destroy them here, it'll set the war back 4 more years, and mm-hmm. we maybe we'll still be able to conquer England. See, there's a lot of factors in there. So why did Rommel go back when he shouldn't have been there? He should have been there. It wasn't more than a birthday. In other words, this was already, I think, in his mind, a setup. He wanted it to happen because he realized that the whole German picture as far as the war had to be lost eventually, and what was happening between the disaster with the killing the Jews and the Poles, and it was mass genocide going on. They're not guilty of it, but they hear about these things, and they can't do nothing to stop it except sabotage underneath.
Towards the end of the war, were you with them when they entered any concentration camps?
No. Nope. We were stationed at Frankfurt, Germany, as honor guard.
Uh-huh.
508. I pulled a sergeant of the guard and shaked 2 times. And all the dignitaries there shaking their boots. You know, they march around and come in front, you know, with the parade and everything.
Uh-huh.
And salute. It was quite a show. I was even in Eisenhower's office.
Oh.
And I was in the war room with the officer of the day. It's all plush rugs, maps all over the world, Pacific and everything. Unbelievable. See, I got in there because I was sergeant of guard with the officer of the day.